How does it look that you put things on the window? And essentially, the main method is called add. So suppose you wanted to add a button to your applet window. Well, the applet is a subclass of component. It's actually a subcomponent, container, panel, and then applet. And since it is, you're allowed to put other components in your applet. In particular, suppose you wanted to put something specific like a button. There's a class for buttons, and you, in the normal way, you would declare a variable b of type button, and you would use the button constructor to make one. And the various constructors, of course, have different arguments for buttons. The constructor argument is the text that you want to appear on the button to label the button. So once you have a component like a button, then you just use this add method to say, I want this to actually appear on my layout. So this is what you do. This is equivalent to those graphics methods like draw string or draw rectangle or draw image. It's what actually makes it appear on the window. And of course, you will be using a layout manager to say, as you add various components, to say how they're going to be organized on the window. So some of the components that you're going to be putting in the window, like buttons, are actually going to have actions. People can click on buttons, and you want to be able to do something to respond to it. So before, we talked about how to respond to general mouse events in the graphics area. There's a similar event handling mechanism in the rest of the abstract windowing toolkit. In this case, what you have are is the action method, which is going to say what your program is supposed to do for any of various events that can happen during the execution of the program. So the user clicking on the button is an example of such an event, and you would write in this an action method that would say what is the program to do in the event of that button being clicked.